Thank you, Minister, head of delegation. On education and employment, in Chad, education is a human right and it facilitates the safeguarding of other rights, the enjoyment of other rights. And this right is reasserted in a new constitution as promulgated on 29th of December 2023 in its Article 38 to implement our international commitments in the sphere of human rights. Chad has drafted, with the support of our technical and financial partners, an interim plan on education in Chad. And we also have a recent partnership agreement 2024-2028. The organization of the health of the educational system is governed by law number 16, which gives guidance to the Chadian state on state responsibility for training systems, for educational systems, and recognizes the right of education and training for all, and in particular for all young people from 6 to 16 years of age. Turning to youth employment, the ministry is responsible for vocational training and for youth, have focused on drafting a national policy for employment and vocational training in Chad. And several vocational training centers have been created by the state with the support of our technical and financial partners. Through these centers, thousands of young people in Chad have been able to receive training with the support of the National Office for the for Employment, ONAP. These centers have been working with the private sector, and some of the centers are encouraging young people's entrepreneurship, women's and other vulnerable groups' entrepreneurship as well. On illiteracy and basic education in the informal sector, to reach out to the greatest number of our people in our population, the government has established a novel approach entitled Fair Fare, which is to have illiteracy activities carried out by third-party institutions. The public centres have progressively been closed to be replaced by centres managed by private operators so that we can have literacy classes for adults and in particular for women to reduce poverty. All of these activities have allowed us to ensure literacy classes for some 124,650 adults, and 60% of these were women. And this was in 2023. Moreover, Chad has made considerable progress in focusing on children involved in armed conflicts, with major efforts to verify the situation and to raise awareness in the army about the Convention on the Rights of the Child and on the Paris Principles as well. The government organized several awareness-raising workshops in military camps in Abéché, Koundoul, Njemba, N'Djamena, Moussoro, and Mongo. Turning to the health sector, the failings of the health infrastructure have affected the healthcare coverage, and this has been corrected in the health roadmap adopted by the Ministry of Public Health, which allows us to define the criteria for the creation of health structures and to identify the resources which need to be allocated to overcome the problems with the distance to healthcare and the shortcomings in healthcare. And we have found a solution through the adoption by Chad of the policy of universal healthcare coverage and the National Health Development Plan. And already in Chad, in our capital, N'Djamena, we have 4 university hospital centers. We have province hospitals in the capitals of the provinces, and we have hospitals in districts and departments as well, and healthcare centers in villages as well. These structures are equipped with different equipment and medicine, which is of modern standards, and all of these measures aim to overcome the shortcomings we previously had in the health sector. Thank you.